This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest. He was on my show back on May 2nd, 2018, and I'm really super excited to have him back on the show, and I'll tell you why. He's probably one of the hardest working CEOs out there. A couple years ago, his company was doing okay, but just to give you some metrics, 2016, they did $2.1 million in revenue. 2017, they did $3 million in revenue, 50% incline. And already the first quarter, they've already done $1 million in revenue. We're talking no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. And with us today is the CEO of that company, going to bring us up to date, up to speed, is Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You know, we are now a worldwide sales rep for Z-Snooze, the FASTI detectors for all airborne organic chemicals. How did you guys come upon that, and how did you guys become a worldwide sales representative for that product?
A good question. So the Z-Snooze company is near us physically. They're in Newberry Park, and they've got, you know, fantastic scientists and engineers. They developed a system. It's a gas chromatography system, which is, you know, the most sensitive way to smell anything in the air. But usually the GC, the gas chromatography system, takes, you know, an hour or so to work, or maybe you send it to a laboratory. They have a handheld unit that can get you your information in 2 or 3 minutes.
Wow.
And it's good for everything from, you know, seeing if there's any pesticides in your cannabis, or checking the, you know, agricultural products, looking for explosives. Anything that the canine crew could see, it can sniff it out. So we're no longer, you know, the dogs have beaten us from their sensitive noses for so long, but now we can catch up with this machine.
That's amazing. And have you guys already started representing that product, or when's that coming to fruition?
Yeah, we're starting to go to our first trade shows in the next month or two, and we're going to be, exhibiting and talking it up worldwide.
Speaking of awards and contracts, you just got another contract for $349,000 with the Los Alamitos National Lab. What's that going to do for your company?
That's a very nice contract. That's going to help us quite a bit. It helps us, you know, of course, because these are highly profitable products, but also because, you know, everybody in the U.S., everybody in the world looks at the national laboratories. Those are the very smartest physicists and scientists in the U.S. and anywhere. And so when they pick our product, it's really a wonderful confirmation that we're doing the right thing and making the product in a superior way.
You know, speaking of definitive agreements and new signed agreements, you guys just recently done one with MIFTEC to manufacture and sell nuclear fusion machines that make medical isotopes for diagnosing many diseases, also cancer treatments to help ease that. How did you become that agreement come upon, and bring us up to speed on that, if you would?
Let's see. Yeah, thanks. So, I mean, you and I did speak about that last time, and so the deal is that when you go to the doctor, you know, you have a problem, he wants to fix it, but how does he know exactly how to fix it? The best way to do that is to get a scan, and the contrast agent used in some of the better scans is a radioactive material, but there's a huge shortage of that radioactive material. The people that are making it, they're in South Africa, they're in Belgium, but they're not in the U.S.
Right.
And so we have a new system coming out that can make it right here. It's a smaller modular unit. You could put it even in individual hospital or medical center. And so we're going to try to solve the big shortage of this material.
How big is the nuclear fusion machine market space, if you will?
So currently, the worldwide, there's about $10 billion worth of these scanning agents, bought and sold, and about 40% of the world users are in the U.S. But within the next 2 or 3 years, there's going to be a $7 billion shortage, and the current suppliers are already maxed out. So it's not just going to be a shortage, it's going to be a drought. Nobody's going to have it, and your doctor's going to tell you, sorry, we can't look inside your body because we can't get the contrast agent.
Wow. And when do you think that might come to fruition, that you guys will be having that out on the market?
We're building the prototype right now. Probably the first units will hit the market in maybe around 2 years from now.
2 years from now. You know, the last time you were on the show, we talked about domestic revenues. We talked about international revenues. At that time, I think you said that 50-50 was coming from each portal, if you would. But bring us up to speed on the latest on the Air Force contract. What's going on with that?
Sure. So we recently had a contract for 100 tritium monitors for the Air Force. These are used for as part of their mission, and so we ship them over a 6 month period. They love them, and we're hoping to get another order for about 200 units, and so double the size of the previous order. You never know till it comes in, but and the other services are also looking at this instrument. So we hope to get considerable additional business over the next months and years.
My guest today is Bob Goldstein. He is the CEO of U.S. Nuclear Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. I was doing some reading on your company, and it looks like you guys did another sales agreement with Sensor Technology. What's that about?
Right. That's actually, so the Z-Nose is their brand name. And so Sensor Technology, they're the ones that make this ultra-fast chemical sniffer. And, we haven't done any clinical trials yet, but we think it has medical potential because you may know that a dog can tell by sniffing your exhale whether you have lung cancer or breast cancer. And we believe that we'll probably be able to do that in the future as well.
You know, are you guys looking for any new acquisitions or chemical or biological nuclear sensor manufacturers out there?
Absolutely. Our stock has a good price, and this is the time when we need to grow the company through acquisition. We're especially looking for manufacturers of sensors and measurement equipment in the medical field, in chemistry, biological, or nuclear to boost our product line.
My guest today is U.S. Nuclear Corp. I think they're very undervalued. Take a look at them. I think they're very undervalued here at $249. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. In closing, Bob, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
I think we covered it pretty much. We're working hard to grow our size and our profits, and we have a very exciting product line. I think we'll do you good.
I know you're a busy guy. I appreciate you coming back on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 30 or 40 days. Give us an update of what's going on with U.S. Nuclear Corp.
Sure will. Thanks.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.